This segment, folks, is brought to us by Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, Heavenly Bread Pudding, which is available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers, and the Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related.
Well, folks, if you've been listening to our shows very long, you know that you don't have to wait long to hear some hog hunting talk. Well, my buddy Jeff Rice is standing by. Jeff knows as much about baiting in hogs and getting them in close for a shot as anybody I know. We've hunted together for years and double-teamed a lot of this stuff, that a lot of the feeder locations and things like that. But let's talk about shooting hogs. Jeff, are you ready to do that, buddy?
I'm always ready to do that.
I know that's right. You know, people, I don't know, I think people try to think of hogs as, well, put out some corn, get a rifle and go shoot them. Well, kind of like that, but it's not quite that easy sometimes. And when hogs have a too much pressure in one area, I'm not going to say if they know those golden kernels are going to be on the ground, they'll probably hit them somewhere in a 24-hour period, but it might be at like 1:43 at night, right?
Exactly. You know, actually, hogs, it's funny because we try to pattern hogs. Well, hogs will pattern human beings. I mean, they will. They know. They're real smart animals, and if you're patternable, they're going to figure it out, and they're going to come when you're not there. It's just that simple.
Jeff, that's a good way to put it. I never really looked at it like that, but you're exactly right. We say we pattern hogs, but say there's a one feeder that's in a good spot, or it had been in a good spot, and it's hunted regularly. And the hunters get in there and say, oh, well, we get in there about 3 o'clock. Those hogs pick up on that pretty quick, don't they?
They sure do. Doesn't take long for them to figure that stuff out. And, you know, there's a lot of things a hunter can do to avoid that. Number one, don't hunt the same spot over and over again. Yeah, you see hogs there, but you know what? Don't let them pattern you. On my particular property, I'll hunt one side of the property, may go to the other side of the property. I've got, you know, numerous stands. Based on the wind, there's just a lot of things you want to do to avoid being patterned.
Exactly right. And something else that that I have learned, and it's, we do that there, one of the blinds that we set up, that 4x4 snap lock, you know, it's put in an area in a thick vegetation all around, and it's little pockets, set up feeders in little pockets. Rather, now, granted, if you put one out in open country, those hogs are going to be there. And if you're going to, your goal is to shoot them at night with thermal or a digital night scope or something, that's fine too. But if you really want to, it's fun to me to get back in the woods and set up a feeder in a tight area. Set up a stand like that little snap lock hunting blind there that we have. Set it up within, you know, 50 yards, 45 yards of it. And those hogs, that's some of the, if you want to shoot them during daylight hours for sure, that's some of the first spots they come to, rather than these feeders that are set up in open country. As a rule, there are no hard and fast rules when it comes to hunting hogs, but I found that to be a case, you know. Hunt those tight areas like that, and a lot of times they will come to those anytime during the day, won't they?
You're absolutely right. I mean, if you've got a feeder that's relatively close or in thick cover, they're more apt to come into that in the daylight hours. They're very leery creatures to begin with, but daylight hours, they're ultra leery. And if there's thick cover right there, they can walk in that thick cover and feel comfortable and literally get almost to the feeder. You know, so it's right there. And I tend to shoot more daytime hogs in places like you just described, where the feeder is in really kind of a thick covered area. It's not an open, you know, little pasture or field or something. The thicker the area, I think the better chances are you have to shoot a hog during the daylight hours.
You bet. And by not pressuring the hog so much, you have a much better chance of shooting one during daylight hours. And in some places, well, some of the places there with cameras on your place, Jeff, I mean, gosh, if they're left to their own devices, the hogs, they might be in there at noon. But the cameras are so important. I put a put a, not a remote, not a camera that triggers your cell phone, but just a basic old trail camera there at the, that 4x4 blind. And I'm very anxious to see. I expect to see a lot of daylight action. The IR on that particular camera, I don't know, it's fairly new camera and a pretty good one, I think. But the IR is just not working at night, so any picture it takes will be daylight. I have no clue when they're coming in at night, but I expect to see a lot of pictures, images, daylight images on that stand that is tucked away way back in the woods, you know?
Right. That, yep. We've tend to, over the years, shoot a lot of hogs out of that blind during the daylight hours because exactly that. It's very thick in and around that area where your 4x4 box blind is there, and I fully expect you'll have a trail camera full of pictures. Yeah. So I believe that's where you shot your last hog, if I remember correctly, and it was in the daylight hours.
Yep, it was. It was actually it was at 4:15, about a couple of weeks ago. Something else, Jeff, that I am a big proponent of. We're talking about these hogs patterning us. Now, the sound of we use. You know, electric vehicles, electric hunting buggies there, and they're real quiet. Or we walk in. I'm all about walking in, you know, unless you've had miles to go. But they definitely pattern you. Say you, say you've got a motorized vehicle and you drive up within 100 yards of your stand. Don't think they don't know you're coming. And then, they can just, I think they'll just lay back and wait. But if you can sneak in, stalk in, if you will, when you go into your stand, go in like you were actually hunting all your way in, and that serves two purposes. You might find hogs when you get there, you know?
Right, exactly. You bring out a very interesting point there, Luke. And I'll be honest, I think I've shot probably more hogs walking into a feeder than I do sitting. During daylight hours, another point is you need to walk slow into the blind like you're still hunting. I see so many people that come out and they'll hunt and they'll just, it's like they're in a race to get to the blind. And it's like, you know, you're missing the boat. I've walked up or walked past or spotted hogs off in a distance with a slow, just a methodical walk into the blind. And you end up sneaking up on one or getting into position, and you get a hog before you even make it into the blind. So yeah, that's a very, very important point, and that's what you really need to do is take your time getting into those feeders or into those blinds because you'll miss a lot of hogs that are out there probably bedded or waiting to come into a feeder, you know?
Exactly. That one particular spot we're talking about that's in the tight area in the woods, I killed one. I don't know, a year back. I haven't hunted that blind a whole lot, but I was walking in real, real quiet with that Air Force Air Guns Texan, that 45 caliber. And I thought, well, maybe there's a hog in here. That was that was a morning hunt. It was. It was just breaking day. And you were fishing some up at Lake Fork, I think. But I was got in there, and I stopped and looked, and I said, "Ooh, wait a minute." Just got that feeling. I couldn't see anything, but I thought, this might be good. So it's a big oak tree right there. You know where it is, and I eased up to use that oak tree for cover. And I wasn't 30 yards. You know, you've killed a lot of them with a bow right there, too. But I wasn't 30 yards, 25 yards maybe, and I just kind of eased around and good eating hog. As I remember, we had that thing we put it on the grill and had it for lunch. Parts of the backstrap.
Yeah, you had that thing smoked before I got back from my fishing trip.
There's two ways to smoke a hog, folks. That's right. Well, Jeff, I hope our friends maybe gleaned a little bit of something out of this. Pretty basic stuff, but go into those stands, folks. You know, like your hunt your way into the stands.
Exactly.
Don't drive a four-wheeler up to the stand and think those hogs don't have the picture. They do. Another thing that's real important, I think, and we hunt hogs over corn feeders, and 90% of the hogs that I kill are at a feeder. I mean, I just like to hunt that way. Now, sometimes, you know, you'll walk up on them and put a stalk on them, but, you know, the thing is to get settled in, and when the hog, usually many times there'll be one or two small hogs run in, you'll hear them, the big ones back in the brush. let those things settle down. You know, that's something I had to teach myself. Years back when, you know, when he come, a hog come in, I usually had it, tried to have it shot right away. But let them all settle down and pick one. If you're a meat hunter like you and I, pick one that you want to eat, a good, fat, younger hog. Let him settle down and just take your time and make the shot, you know?
Absolutely. I think one little tip I can throw out there, and you know this as well, one way to know that a hog has kind of settled down is once they start feeding and that tail starts whipping.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
They've got comfortable, then they're in there feeding, and, you know, sometimes it takes several minutes, and there's a lot of people get real anxious and want to shoot, but, you know, you're better. Let them feed a little bit, get settled in, and then, you know, you make the right shot.
That's,
you know,
true. Yes. Yeah. Very important. And, folks, the right shot for me, you'll hear all kind of different stories about where do you shoot a hog. Well, a hog's heart is in the lower one-third of his body, right up front, right there at the shoulder. Shot through there, he might run a little bit, but you're going to kill that hog. But, Jeff, I this is not a bragging on my marksmanship, because if you can't hit a hog 45 yards standing broadside, you know, sight that rifle in and know where it's shooting. If you expect to shoot hogs at 50 yards, know where that, especially with these big bore air guns, know where that bullet's going to be. And I basically just look at the back, the jaw, the distance from the jaw of a hog to the front of his front shoulder is not far, even a big hog. I just pull right back behind that jaw and center that shoulder. And honestly, the last, it's either 23 or 24 hogs I've shot were like that. And, you know, not marksmanship, it's just waiting till they stop and make that close-in shot. So good way to put pork on the freezer, in the freezer, you know?
That's exactly right. Shot placement is really, it comes down to it. It's pretty much everything.
It is.
And, you know, I invite everybody to go out and visit our channel, Sportsman's Life. And if you go out there and look, I think one of our most recent shows is you shooting a couple hogs. And folks, if you want to see shot placement, go watch those two videos, and you'll see Luke. You'll know exactly what Luke's talking about. Shot placement is everything. But those two hogs that you recently killed that are on video, you hit them in the exact same spot.
Yeah,
those hogs
yep.
went immediately down, and that was it.
Nothing about marksmanship. It's just I waited till they had their head down, the tails wiggling, and broadside, and you don't have to track them. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us, and I look forward to our next hog hunt together.
You betcha. All right, buddy.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real-world outdoor segment, Nuts and Bolts Hunting and Fishing Talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun-related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. Mill Creek Ranch Resort.com.